This is Twit.
Alphabet is popping its balloons.
See, this
so
is,
many pop.
This is the Google, the alphabet that I kind of cherish and love. Kind of the wacky. Let's try it. Let's see what happened. The Project Loon, which was named partly because they were balloons, but I think also partly because it was a little loony, was one of their moonshots. The idea to put high atmosphere balloons all over the world to distribute the internet. It launched in 2013. It never really had a chance of making any money. By 2018, they'd graduated from Google's X, which is their moonshots, and it was made a division, one of Alphabet's other bets. That's actually the beginning of the end, because now we're starting to see how much this is costing. It got its own CEO. It got some outside funding. And there were some uses of it. You may remember in Peru after an earthquake, they put the balloons up there to provide internet. Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. Last year, there was a pilot project in Kenya delivering bandwidth. But Astro Teller, the appropriately named head of Google X, and also the chair of the Loon board, he killed his own offspring. He recommended Alphabet no longer fund it. And no one else was interested in picking up the mantle. Astro said, you know, this was a long shot. Even when we started it, he says he gave it about a 1 or 2% chance of succeeding. And I think partly the fact that Elon Musk's satellites, Starlink satellites, are going to do the same thing better. And they're already going. And just the whole idea, I mean, they learned a lot, but it's over for Loon.
I think they're seeing the writing on the satellite wall.
Yeah.
Between, you know, Starlink, which is starting to actually be commercially usable, even if it's in beta. There's OneWeb. It seems that these solutions are filling the need that Loon was addressing, and much more. And if it works, you really don't need, because it seems like it does. Loon works. Technically, it works. It's just,
yeah,
you don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Well, and also Facebook had a similar idea with drone planes called
Aquila.
Which sounds like Aquila, but these weren't Killa drones. These, it's actually Latin for eagle, I think. But they killed that a couple of years ago.
I think Loon also is just like not really as innovative as it seemed to be. Like, even though the balloons were really cool,
right.
It was expanding, you know, existing cell tower
low
coverage,
tech.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is very different from like Starlink, which is like satellites that are beaming down the coverage to areas that don't already have it. That's why Loon was so great in disasters, because it was like,
right.
Okay, the fiber is down, so you're going to use these balloons instead. But, you know, it's mostly areas where there was already fiber coverage, because they were just expanding that a little bit. It wasn't this like, we're going to bring it to the masses who don't have any, like, you know, don't have any tower nearby. And I think that that was part of it. We read a really fun story about how the balloons were going down in Uruguay, which didn't even use them at all, but they were falling into like rural Uruguay all the time.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Stephen Levy, writing in Wired, talked about the fact that in the decade that Loon's been around, internet access globally went from 75% to 93%. He also says, and I don't know if this is Levy editorializing or if it's true, the remaining 7% are primarily populated by either those who can't afford the 4G phones you need for Loon signals, or aren't convinced that the internet was worth the effort. Like, just internet abstainers. And Teller came to realize Loon was unlikely ever to contribute to Alphabet's profits. But Teller said, you know, it's not a failure. He said it was a successful experiment. Levy asked him, what's an unsuccessful experiment? And Teller said, the real failure is when the data tells you what you're doing isn't the right thing and you do it anyway. So the success of this failure was to call it quits.
Stopping.
That's the success.
That's harsh.
I actually can believe that in a way. I feel like all the best lessons I've learned as part of my career,
yeah,
I've learned as a result of screwing something up and not doing it twice. And I think failure is a fantastic teacher, certainly has been for me. So I kind of buy this. And I think the analysis is accurate that this is just maybe this was something that could have worked earlier, but it's too expensive to deploy, to maintain. You know, it doesn't impact the bottom line so much. But I do still think there's something in this idea of balloons and temporary internet access, as you said, Louise, like in disaster zones and in places with natural disasters or something else where connectivity is cut off, anything that you can rapidly deploy can be massively beneficial. I've seen, I think it's Vodafone, must be going back 10 years, but they had a backpack, like a 3G cell tower backpack that someone would literally wear on their back and carry around to increase cell connectivity in areas hit by natural disaster. So like there's a genuine need for these sorts of rapid deploy but rapid retrieval things to be in existence, but just maybe not on the scale that Google thought it could do with this.
Will Rogers said it best: if you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. And so there's apparently a few dozen loon balloons still floating around. They're going to try to bring them in and lay them to rest. But that's it for Project Loon.